This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we just watched A Double Eviction. Always a good episode. Little fluff in the beginning. Whenever it's 2 hours, there's just no way around it at this point. We all know there's going to be some fluff, and there definitely was some fluff tonight. However, the firework display at the end of the show definitely made up for it. That last, what would you say, 30 minutes, 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was once the double started, right?
Must-watch television.
Yeah, it always is on Double Evictions, right? It's like we know the episode is going to drag out until we get to the double. And then once we get to the double, it's just so fast-paced, and you just don't know. Like, anything can happen in a double, as we saw tonight. So it was exhilarating, and I was happy because in the beginning, especially after this week too, just watching all the episodes, I was getting very bored. It's getting very bored. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, here comes another episode where it's just like, I don't know what they're going to add. I don't know what conversations are really going to make it spicy. And then the double eviction definitely came through. So it saved the week.
So before we get into the double eviction, which was madness, a lot to cover there. Let's talk about going into this episode. Going into it, we know that Terrence and Alyssa are on the block. Michael decided not to use the veto. And maybe we shouldn't just skate over that, because now in hindsight, if you're watching this episode, you know what happened. We'll get to it. But it's easy for us to play Monday morning quarterback. I want to get your opinion on it, because Brittany was telling Michael, who, you know, and Brittany was someone that Michael relied on a lot this season, as, you know, to relay information, to talk about things. She was definitely pushing for him to go after a Turner or a Monty, to go after a big target, because she basically said in her DR, hey dude, they're all coming after you. So you putting one of them up, it's no different. He decided not to. What is your take on that?
I don't know why he decided to have this like moral compass of wanting to do the right thing. It felt like he was kind of holding himself to this like higher standard of like, oh, I want to show everybody that when you do the right thing, you can, you know, you're not going to just be backstabbed. You're rewarded for it. And honestly, it just was, I don't know, to me, it was a little phony, because we saw more footage leak of a conversation that Kyle had with Michael, where he was pretty much affirming everything that Kyle was saying. So it made it more obvious that Michael was holding onto that information for strategic purposes only, because he pretty much agreed with Kyle. When Kyle was saying it, Kyle asked, am I overthinking it? And Michael was like, no, you're not. I've thought about it too. So now he gets Kyle out, wins the HOH, and in my opinion, it should have been easy. You target the people that are most threatening to win competitions. And Turner had won two HOHs, and it should have been Turner. They had been talking about it all week. Brittany was 100% correct. They needed to target Turner. And you saw what happened when stuff like that doesn't. And you have to, if you're going to throw your morals out the door, you got to do it all the way through. You can't decide like, okay, I'm going to have my morals right now, but now I'm going to toss my morals this week, but now I'm going to have my morals this time. And it should have been Turner. Turner should have been targeted. He had all the power. And it was a misstep on his end, which he didn't have many all season long. Strategically.
And all it takes is one. And just to go back to what you're saying, so everyone's kind of in on what you're saying here, is last week Turner went after Kyle, put him on the block, sent home his final two. So you're saying it was kind of Michael's way of saying, all right, you know what? You did the right thing last week. I'll return the favor this week. You also said about this clip because you and I went pretty hard on Michael. Some people agreed with us, some didn't. But there was a clip that you and I had seen. It was a part of the feeds that we had seen, and it kind of made its way, its rounds on Twitter. So everyone knows what we're talking about. We're going to insert that clip right here. You can watch it for yourselves, come to your own conclusions.
Just wanted to check in really quick. Like, I figure things are still the plan. Was I overthinking things yesterday, do you think? Like, with what I just, like, the situation with the people remaining of the five, if we get rid of Alyssa and Dan?
I don't think so. I think it's definitely things to consider, and I'm glad that you voice those things, because, like, they're definitely things that I think about. And
yeah.
It's like, you never, like, it's always scary to say things like that, because you're like, who's it going to get back to? But I hope you know, like, obviously, I'm not going to say anything to any of them.
For sure.
Okay, so you guys just saw the clip. That was the day after Kyle made his comments. He was basically asking Michael what he thought about it, if he was, you know, if he was overthinking it. You guys heard what he said. He said the exact opposite. So it's really interesting to see his comments weeks later. And in fact, tomorrow when we interview Michael, we're going to submit some questions. That particular clip will be one of the questions. We'll see if Big Brother keeps it in. So very interesting, you know, that Michael decided not to do it. Like you said, one misstep in this game, that's all it takes. In hindsight, he definitely should have put one of them on the block. I do wonder, from a strategic standpoint, if part of the reason he didn't was to try and disguise his true intentions for later in the game, because he knew he could beat both of them most of the time in competitions by saying, hey, I'm not putting you on the block. I need to get Terrence out anyways, because Terrence doesn't like me. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't like me. So he actually was someone who was going to target Michael. So it really was a good person to get out for Michael, because Terrence was not having it.
He did not like
Michael.
Like, I feel like everybody was a good person to get out for Michael. It's just when you're at this point of the game, you need to get out the people that are
can beat you,
that can actually win competitions. And I know Terrence just won an HOH and a veto, but let's dial it up for all season long. Like, in a week, again, they were only competing with five people. So Terrence was only competing against five people. And most of those people, Joseph had won zero competitions. Alyssa had won zero competitions. So now he's really only competing against Turner and Kyle, both of which had only won two competitions. So it's like, it's not like he was beaten out like a Michael to win these HOHs and vetoes. So I just felt like it was definitely a misstep. Although it could be the argument that you just said, getting Terrence out wasn't horrible, because Terrence was gunning for him. And Terrence, I feel like Michael's narrative shifted a little bit towards, like, I want to do the right thing and I want to make sure that Turner doesn't go on the block after what he did last week, was because Terrence was so vocal about how much he disliked the timing. And he wasn't, like, afraid of showing it. And then even when Terrence was nominated, he, like, laughed at Michael. He wasn't even giving him a chance to talk. So I felt like Michael is incredible at reading the room. Like, not like, just because I disliked what he did last week doesn't take away the fact that, like, this guy is an incredible Big Brother player.
Yeah, best player this season, that's for sure.
By a mile. Like,
by
more than that. Like, he was by far the best player this season. And I think he would have been a very good player on any other season, quite frankly. But it just shows how, you know, he read the room, he saw what was happening, and I think he decided to go with something that he thinks could have been viewed negatively, because he said in one of his DRs, he's like, I don't want to do something that could be viewed by other people in a negative way, because, and he was referring to Turner. And ultimately, like, Terrence just called that out. Everybody was talking about it, really. Turner was talking about it. Monty was talking about it. Terrence was. Mm-hmm. But Terrence was vocalizing it the most. Terrence was not afraid to speak his mind about it. So it's not a horrible thing to get him out. It's just, I don't know. I would have viewed Turner as way more of a threat, being that he had won two HOHs.
Yeah.
It's just,
he's a smart kid.
Yeah, they saw it.
He's a smart kid. So let's talk about the eviction, the first eviction. We got a little bit of insight as far as the pitches from both people on the block. Alyssa, not really anything. She's there because they want her to be there, not because she has any possible reason to tell them, hey, you should keep me over them, other than she's a number. Terrence, on the other hand, he was a little bit more aggressive. He mainly targeted Taylor and Monty. And his pitch was pretty simple. You know, the cookout was able to accomplish something last year. They got the first black winner. Why can't we go back to back? That might have worked week one. But Taylor's no fool, and she said it right out in her DR. We haven't got along all season. We haven't connected. So you can miss me with that right now because I don't trust you. It's too late in the game. And you know what, Terrence, on your behalf, after I send you to jury, I'm still going to try to accomplish that mission. So thank you very much. But you're not good for my game. You got to go. So I give Terrence an A for effort, but the pitch wasn't very good because you can't pull something like that this late in the game.
Yeah, and I love that Taylor. We're starting to see like a little bit of sass from Taylor because it's fun. And I have to ask this question because it just feels like now this is what, you know, we had the cookout last season. We have this season where there's a lot of controversy around, you know, the timing of Michael Kyle bringing up a possibility of the people of color working together, people viewing that as racist. Which I completely disagree with. It's not racist. It may have biases in it, but we have, you know, then Turner, Terrence bringing this up to Taylor and wanting to use it in the sense of like, okay, I may be going, but I want to see, you know, a black winner, like using race ultimately in a situation that could possibly favor him. And it's like, where are we drawing the line here anymore? Right? Yeah. Like this game, this Big Brother game has now become, it's not the same game anymore. It's not the same game anymore. And it started with the cookout and they had this mission and it was celebrated. And a lot of people on the outside had different opinions about it. But people that watch and are possibly going to play the game in the future are now thinking about it. And now this season it comes out and it's completely blown into a huge situation. Conversations outside the house, conversations inside the house. And now it's like you have Terrence using this with Taylor brushing it off because it's like, sorry, dude, I'll follow this through, but it's too late for you. But Terrence is still using it. Like, when is it not okay? When is it not the right time to use race or something like we heard Michael today with Turner when he was pleading to not go home? He used something along the lines of like the LGBTQ plus, right? Like we were talking about that earlier. When is any of this stuff not right to use?
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Right.
Well, I think Taylor tonight kind of set a trajectory where it's like, no, I'm going with strategy over social issues outside this game. Yeah. I'm trying to win. And so, again, she's playing with her head, not her heart. Great. Good for her. I do think the game now is not only about winning, but it's about the optics of how you win.
Yeah.
Which is why all these things are being brought in, because there's such a huge social media presence with Big Brother now.
Yeah.
You're playing a game within a game, right? You're playing to America, and then you're also playing Big Brother. You and I, the first time we played, we were fortunate enough that wasn't really the case. It was like at the very cusp of it where social media was big, obviously. I think most of us I didn't even have Instagram beforehand, and I have a pretty big following now just because of my season. And you haven't seen that in season since where it's that big of a social media presence. So I do think social media plays a huge part of it. And I do think this season in the end is kind of a change where the cookout did what they did. It was I'm not even talking about the social element of it. That was huge. Xavier was a great winner. I'm glad to see a person of color win the season. Mm-hmm. We do need more representation.
Yeah.
And you and I said it numerous times to have that alliance, forget the purpose behind it. Just from what you and I look at, the strategic portion of it, the greatest alliance ever, if you look at it strategically.
If you look at it strategically, there's minimal
period. Argument. Not even taking into consideration what they were playing for. That's a whole nother layer. But just from a strategic standpoint, best ever. I mean, they started at 6 and they got to 6. Mm-hmm. They crushed it. So I think we had that, and hopefully we have more representation in the season. There's more diversity, and it feels like it's a more a level playing field. Obviously, there's always room to grow, but I think tonight is a good example of what the game can be, where you acknowledge certain things, but ultimately you choose to play and do what's best for you. And we saw a prime example of that tonight with Monty and Taylor, where they were pitched the idea that this is for something bigger, and that even though Terrence probably wasn't good for their game, but something outside of it should be considered, they chose to go with strategy.
Right.
So, you know, ultimately, we'll see what happens. We very well may have another black winner this year. And if we do, we will congratulate them. Mm-hmm. But we're going to congratulate them because they're the winner of Big Brother.
Yeah.
You know, they played the best game. They got to the end. They won. They deserve it. Period. Okay, we spent a lot of time on that. Let's get to the eviction. Goes down tonight. Pretty simple. Terrence is more trouble for Michael. Michael still has influence. Brittany has a lot of influence. They send Terrence home. 3-0, right? Was it 3-0 or was it 2-0?
Yeah, unanimous.
I'm sorry, 4-0.
Yeah.
Unanimous, whatever it was. 3-0, 4-0.
Yeah.
4-0, he goes home because the other next one was 3-0. So Terrence goes home. He didn't really have a lot of great things to say. He walked out. He was a little bitter. It was what it was. Still bitter towards Taylor at the end. We ask him some questions about that tomorrow. Like, so you definitely,
what is
who
this?
Knows?
Like, I was blown away because he's like, you know, we don't see eye to eye, whatever. And then he gets out there with Julian, was like, I would really love to see Taylor follow me out. Like, it would be like poetic justice or something like that. He said, and I was like, what is this guy's deal with Taylor?
Yeah, he's got an axe to grind with her, and we ask him directly about it tomorrow in our exit interview. So hopefully we get that answer. So then Julie comes back and does what she does, hits him with it's a double eviction. So double eviction going into it. What are you thinking is going down? You saw the competition, you see what it is. Kind of a level playing field for everybody out there. There's no physical advantage. It's just, and there's no like memory to it. It's, well, it's memory. The game itself is memory, but it's not something where you're preparing for it weeks in advance with your other, you know, alliance members.
Right.
It's who's the best in that moment.
Right.
What do you think of going into it?
From the conversations that were happening, I was literally like sitting there on the couch turning to Christy being like, they're not going to target Michael, and this may be like the dumbest cast I've seen. Like, if they didn't target Michael, it's ultimately that none of them came to win the game. Like, this guy is literally beasting everything and is absolutely insane at competitions, which also I want to make this a note. I am so over hearing everybody view like the stature of a Monty and the stature of a Joseph and equating that to like, oh, they're a strong competitor. The person that just set the record for most veto wins and tied the record for the most comp wins in a season doesn't have the stature of a Monty or a Joseph.
No.
Okay. The person that whose record they beat and tied is Janelle. She doesn't have the stature of a Monty or a Joseph. So please, all of you out there that are going to be future contestants, if you walk in and say, I'm going after the strong competitors, the comp beasts, and you point to someone that has the stature of like a Monty, a Joseph, someone like myself, I don't even know what to say to you anymore. Like, the stature of a comp beast in Big Brother is not the prototype of like an athletic guy. Okay. Casey Clark, case in point, is a beast. I mean, Casey is athletic, but I feel like it always like turns to the guys. It's like, oh, the guys, the athletic builds, like they're the comp beast. So that's like the first point. But it's like going into it, I was like, nobody's going to beat Michael. I genuinely feel like the guys in the house, like Turner and Monty, now all of a sudden are on Michael's side. They're like, oh, the girls' alliance is forming and Brittany slipped up with that, which Brittany slipped up all season. So then I'm not even kidding with you. I went into the double eviction kind of boiling, being like, they're not going to target Michael. They're not going to target Michael. I'm going to lose interest in the show because he's going to steamroll it. And I'm going to lose respect for the players in the house as players, not as people, as players. Because I'm like, what is happening? It felt like Michael wasn't going to get targeted. And honestly, as we get into it a little bit further, if it wasn't for Monty, I don't think he would have.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it could not have. So going into it, I'm thinking it's fair game. I'm thinking like a Turner or a Brittany, they're going to win it. Also, Taylor looked really strong at the beginning.
Oh, I thought and she was locked in.
Yeah, and we see it. We see it go through. Turner ends up pulling it out and literally on the last question because if he got that question wrong, it would have been a tie. And then Brittany's HOH and the season ends a completely different way. And I always say this, it was a card tonight, but I always say like Big Brother, yeah, it's some strategy, but it also takes a little bit of luck. And the analogy I always give is the ball can fall one way and change your game. And today it was a card where Michael, that last question, he didn't know the answer. He just picked one up, threw it in there.
Turner, you're referring to Turner.
I'm sorry, I'm referring to Turner. What do I keep saying? Michael?
Yeah. Turner, yeah, not to say Michael. He's the winner of every competition.
And his name is Michael, but yeah. So Turner, his name is Michael. But that all being said, you know, he puts the card up there. Brittany gets it right as well. She does her part.
Yeah.
But just because he got it right, he wins. And ultimately, the game goes a different way. So I see that he wins. And immediately, we know, based on conversations, he talks to Alyssa before the break, he's going to nominate Alyssa and he's going to nominate Brittany. And based on all the packages they showed us leading up to it, we're all under the belief that Michael is going to be dumb and not go for, I'm sorry, let me make sure I don't confuse people. Turner's going to be dumb and not go for Michael, because if he was going to go for Michael, the only way to ensure that Michael or Brittany go home is to put them both on the block. And he doesn't do that. He puts up Alyssa and he puts up Brittany. And it seems to me like if Turner was in charge, he would have sent Brittany home this week.
100%.
That's his, he said it to Alyssa. Alyssa was his girl.
He said it to Alyssa. And
so he was trying to weaken Michael without making it obvious. But let me ask you a question before the veto here, okay? Because I don't know what I was missing here, but if I'm Turner, I put up Alyssa and I put up Brittany. Now, let's say Turner had won the veto, okay? And he says, I'm not using it. Who's voting? Monty, Michael, and Taylor. Who's Monty voting to send home?
Monty would have sent home Brittany.
That's right. Who would Michael have sent home?
He would have sent home Alyssa. Exactly.
And who would Taylor have sent home?
Who would
Taylor have sent home?
She would have sent home Alyssa as well. It was
so his girl would have went home. I didn't know what he was thinking.
So I'll tell you what he was thinking. He's trying to play both sides. He was literally trying to cater to the guy thing with Monty and Michael. He would not have used the veto. Monty was the deciding factor that came in and said, it's time, got to take the shot, has to happen right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Because
right. And that was close, by the way. We didn't even discuss that, but that was close. That veto close. Comp, what'd you think about that?
I'm obsessed with it. It's a throwback from, I haven't seen it in a while. I saw it on All-Star Season 7. It's actually the competition at the end using the veto, and Dr. Will lost it and was super close, or else Dr. Will might have won two seasons in a row. But anyway, he goes to Alyssa and he says to her, he goes, listen, I'm going to put up Brittany as a target. We're going to send Brittany home. Trust me. You know you're my girl. I love you. I would never put you in harm's way. We're going to send Brittany home. Turner, a week and a half ago, you made the mistake of leaving Michael off the block. And when he won the veto, he took Brittany off. What are you doing?
Yeah, no, it was not.
That lets me know he was 100% not targeting Michael. You could say whatever you want. No. I was going to do it if the opportunity presented itself. Bro, you put yourself in a horrible situation. You were trying to play both sides. You wanted to please Michael because you were scared of Michael because you thought he was going to win the veto. If he did win
Super
the veto,
scared.
He could have taken down Brittany. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to put up what? Monty or Taylor? He would have taken down Brittany. You would have put up Taylor. Michael and Brittany had the votes. See you later, Alyssa. No matter what, the situation, like...
You not preparing for that? How are you not preparing for in case you win HOH that night?
I think so, man, I don't want to like dog anybody, but like, I just genuinely, bro, I don't feel like there's a lot of like, which is why I think Michael ran circles around him. I do not feel there's a lot of strategic Big Brother players in that house.
Such short-term goals.
It's like it just, what were you doing?
You're trying to win the game. Yeah, no, it wasn't smart. So he puts them both up. I think most of America is thinking, okay, everyone and their brother, including Michael.
Derek, the amount of text message I got, bro. FaceTimes, texts.
It didn't make any sense. Yeah. It didn't make any sense. Even if he was trying to get out a Brittany to put up your number one or someone you want to believe is your number one, that ain't the move. So we go into the veto competition. Great competition. Michael almost wins it. Michael almost wins it again. He was another foot away from being able to reach out and touch it. But Monty gets the win. And going into this, I just want to be honest. I'm thinking Monty's been on it this whole game. He knows that he can't beat Michael in the final two. He's been the most aware of what's going on around him. But based on the DR, he was basically playing production, if we're to believe everything he said in there, because he was like, I'm loyal to this. But when you get that power and you see your life flashing before your eyes, I was like, he could do it. He could do it. And then that moment where Alyssa's like, are you taking me down? And I expected him with that look. I expect him to go, you're going to be fine. You're staying up there, but Brittany's going home. And he's like, I'm taking you down, girl. And I was like,
dude, I love Monty. I want to see Monty Taylor or Turner win this season. If one of those three win, it's good. Monty's obviously my favorite to win. I really like Monty. I really like Taylor. I don't think Taylor is a great player, but it would be awesome to see her win the game after literally having the possibility of going home. And like Turner doesn't shower, so that's why he's at the bottom of the three for me.
Well, so he tells Alyssa, and then to your point, Turner comes in there, and basically Monty strong-armed him. He said, no, dude, we're sending home Michael.
Everything
about
his body language, right? You're the expert in that. Tell me it wasn't.
He looked like a soup sandwich. He was terrible. He was just like he almost passed out. He looked turned all pale, and Monty's like, no, we got to send him out. And he's going, dude, you got to make sure everyone's on, because he's coming for me next week if you don't. And he's like, bro, I'm going to put him up next to Brittany. Nobody's going to vote out Brittany over Michael. And he's like, okay. But even then, going into it, he was super nervous. And so Monty gets up there. He gets up there, and he, even in the last moments, Michael's begging for his life. He uses the veto on him. And then we cut to break. When we're coming back, just so in case some of you didn't hear it, there's some dissension going on. And to me, it sounds like Michael's calling out Turner, being like, you put a member of the LGBTQ community on the block this week, you know, like that's gonna look bad or whatever. And then he sat down, so there was a little, and Turner was going back at him, but then Julie said, hey, let's get it together. And then while Turner's standing up there, he says, you know, again, as Michael's begging for his life, and actually I'm sorry, Michael was begging for his life during Turner's renom, not during Monty's veto, and Turner says, sorry man, I'm playing for first place, you got to go on the block. And at that point, Michael knew he was going home. But I got to ask you, because I think this is what everyone was talking about on Twitter, what did you think of Michael's speech?
Oh my gosh. It just shows that Michael
is... That dude's ruthless.
Ruthless. He's willing to do anything and everything to win the game. And it's like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Kudos to him. Like,
I had no problem with it.
He, like, come on. I'll tell you what. It gave me the most incredible satisfaction, because I'll tell you what, seeing Brittany's face the way that it was hilarious. I was actually laughing.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was brutal, man. He was crushing
with the eyes.
Her.
I just went cross-eyed. I wasn't going for that. But you know, they made fun of her eyes this week in Zing Ba. She's always like, she's always like this.
No, her facial expressions are crazy.
Crazy. But I was it just showed how ruthless he was. And if that doesn't prove that this guy was using, I mean, if that didn't prove it, that it was straight strategy what he did to Kyle, then I don't know what else would.
We're not spoiling anything here. We ask him right out tomorrow, and I hope the question stays in there. We basically bring up the biased comments from Kyle and when he decided to use them, and also him throwing the LGBTQ community dig out there during this. And we basically ask him right out, is there anything off limits in Big Brother? And I'm genuinely interested to hear what he has to say, because I will tell you, if you ask the general population, I do think it'll be split. I do think there'll be people who say, hey, anything's fair in that house. And then you'll have another half say, no, there's certain things you shouldn't do. But anyways, they go on the block. Michael gives this passionate speech. He throws his number one under the bus, like literally runs her right over, and doesn't help. And it doesn't help because he won way too many competitions. It didn't matter what he said. He was going home, and if he didn't go home, it would just show the lack of skill level on the base or knowledge from the rest of the house guests. You got to vote him out, and it's a compliment to him. He's won too many competitions. If he's sitting in the final two,
exactly,
he's gonna win. Nobody's playing for second place when they start the game. They shouldn't be playing for it when there's only five people left. So by a vote of 3-0, Michael is evicted. Very bitter on the way out the door. I seen some comments.
Hold on, wait,
like,
one thing
yeah,
I want to say.
Go for it.
No, that's what he did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what he did. It's kind of funny now that you say it like that, actually. But he was definitely bitter. And, you know, some may look at it and go, oh, that's the way you do it, you know. And others would be like, it's kind of classless. I don't know what I would have done. I was never evicted. But I don't think I would have done that. I think I would have hugged and, you know, said goodbye or whatever if it went out the right way.
I thought I was
going to
get a hug
know.
From Christine. That shit.
No, she didn't hug anybody. She didn't. No more hugs from Christine. We're done with that. But he goes out. You know, listen. Final thoughts on Michael. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. Personally, not really a fan of him. He's probably not a fan of mine either. And that's okay. We're not supposed to like everyone. I don't like some of the moves that he made. I personally believe there are things that are okay in the game, and he crossed those lines. So I do think it's a little bit of karma that he went out so quickly after that. And I hope Brittany goes too. I hope she goes too, because she was equally a part of it. And I would even say in some circumstances, even worse, because she had the tears going and she's very dramatic. So I wouldn't mind seeing her go next. But I'm with you. I would love to see a Monty, a Taylor, or a Turner win this game. Yeah. I think they're all going to be good winners, good representations for the season. Although I haven't seen it personally, but a lot of people called us out for this, you know, saying that Turner's done some things on the feeds too that were performative and kind of hypocritical and contradictive as far as, you know, a lot of other stuff in the house. So maybe that's true. And if that's true, you guys know better than us, then he shouldn't. And then, you know, I probably don't want him to either. But I will say the most important thing about tonight, which you didn't even bring up, my pick went home and my streak ends.
The streak ends.
I picked Michael and he went home, but I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wasn't even thinking of that, to be honest, because
it's a big deal.
I wanted one of our picks to win because although I have this little competitive thing, it would just make the channel. It's like we pick the winner every year, guess what? We're not going to miss next year. I promise you.
We got it next year. So Michael goes home. We're going to have two interviews tomorrow. Any final thoughts from you on tonight? I mean, again, fluff a lot of it, but then we got some good TV for that last half hour. I love that
Michael, when he came out, was like, no, if they would have kept me, I would have been riding with Taylor. I would not have been riding with the guys, because it shows that like it was the right decision.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something, but I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too. Because where you get your information matters.
Oh, yeah. Michael would have never been loyal. He even said it. Yeah, he would have never been loyal to all those guys.
Props to him, by the way, for saying that, you know?
Yeah, and I love the way that he tried to go out, and I thought it was brilliant, which shows like when somebody is preparing. Like, you think that he just came up with that on the spot? He's prepared.
He was ready for it.
And those are the great players in Big Brother. You're prepared. Every conversation you have, you remember it. Every time you remember every conversation, because if that conversation comes up to somebody else, I would always be like, I'm going to prepare just in case this conversation leaks and I'm going to try to spin it this way. Like, that's when your brain is always rattling, right? That's why we're always stressed. That's why we lose the weight, because our brains are just always going. I'm like, okay, what conversations did I have today? If that person brings it up, this person can say like, and honestly, quite frankly, like Kyle having that conversation with Michael and then not bringing it up when Michael decided to bring all this to attention, that would have never slipped my mind. I'd be like, Michael, you agreed with me. Why are you bringing it up right now? You were literally agreeing with me and saying you thought it too. Like, that stuff would never have slipped in my head. I would have never missed that conversation to be like, wait, I did say this. And it was like, he does have self-reflection, but I would have been like, why are you using this right now? Like, I would have been over-prepared for any convo. Like, the same way Michael was when he gave that eviction speech. It was like, I'm the two people that are getting this on their resume are those two. None of you are going to get this on your resume. Brilliant, brilliant take on it. And I will stay here and only go after those two. I thought it was great. And I got to be honest with you. I was like, damn, did he just flip the girls? Could he have possibly done it? Maybe.
He could. I mean, they thought about it. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, we do got to hit you with what we're sure you're all waiting for. And we're starting from fresh here. So coming to you right now is the hit list. Now that we're going to talk about the hit list a little bit, we're not going to go in depth. We're going to hit you with the six because, let's be honest, the hit list is in shambles this year. Not great. We only have five people to talk about. And deadliest I think a lot of them are
shambles this year.
Yeah, shambles. We did horrible we this year. Sucked. You gotta own it. You gotta own it. So I'll do the bottom five. I'll do the bottom two. You do the top three.
Yeah, that works.
Banging out like that. Okay, bottom two, really simple. Britney's at the bottom. Alyssa's right above it. Why is Britney at the bottom? Michael blew up her entire game to the rest of the house. She may get taken a couple more spots, but she can't really. She's won a couple comps, but she doesn't seem like she does well under pressure. I don't see her winning, and if she does happen to get to the final two, she will not win for some of the things that happened in the game already, and then just she doesn't have the resume. She might get one vote, and I don't even think Michael would vote for her because I feel like he's a good enough player where he's going to vote for the best player, not for a friend.
Yeah.
So that's five, and then Alyssa. Again, Alyssa's there. She's along for the ride. Sweet girl, but I've said it before. I'll say it again. Just some people are not good Big Brother players. She is not a good Big Brother player. That's as simple as that.
Yeah. I the other thing that's coming up about Brittany right now is that everybody's kind of turning on her, right? Like Turner is mentioning how Michael would say things to him about when Brittany gets nervous, she just spills a bunch of information, which means nobody's going to trust her. Taylor filled Alyssa in on that information that Michael told her this as well. So Brittany's just really in a bad position. Nobody's going to trust Brittany. Nobody's going to say anything. Brittany will be on the block this week unless she wins the
HOH.
I agree with Alyssa. I think Alyssa, the only thing that I think is coming around, which Terrence was planting this, which I think it was pretty good, was how, you know, Alyssa has guaranteed votes in the jury. And guaranteed votes in the jury are, if that starts getting in your head, that'll make you target somebody. Because, like, you know, she has Kyle, she has Jasmine, she has Indy. It's like, that's three votes. Five is a win. Like, if somebody has guaranteed votes or you feel strongly about somebody having guaranteed votes, goodbye. I know if I felt that, you know, other than you, which I knew, I was like, shit, I'm losing. But, you know, you're my boy. You're my best friend. So, but yeah, so that's why they're at the bottom. And then the top three, boom, 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 we're going Taylor, Turner, and Monty at number one. I'm a little nervous about Monty and Turner, though, because going into this, I feel like, you know, Turner can't compete. Monty's competing. Monty just won the veto. If Monty doesn't win this HOH – and one of the three girls too, like, you have to target Monty and Turner. Like, not even, I know the girls form this alliance and they have this thing that they're going to try to stick together, but like, not even on that matter. It's just like, you have to target these two guys. These two guys are the only two competitively. Turner 100% has to be the first target. So like, Turner next week, if Monty doesn't win the HOH, should be on the block. But it's just, I just feel like the odds are against these guys. You know, they have one against three right now competing in the HOH. Brittany will stay loyal to the girls if she wins. I think Taylor will as well. And I do think Alyssa will as well. So,
yeah. And they should, because Turner and Monty are better players. And so it would make sense to get them out, because if you get them out, forget the fact that they're men. If you get those two out, you increase your odds of winning, because the resumes of Taylor, Alyssa, and Turner and Brittany are similar. Mm-hmm. Where now Monty and Michael have this big HOH double eviction under their belt. They slayed the dragon, and they've won other comps as well. So the hit list more is representing what people have done in the game so far. And the reason why, and we don't usually do that way, but the reason why is this HOH tonight is going to dictate the rest of the season, just like tonight's veto did. So tonight's HOH, if Monty's able to win, one of the girls are going home. Mm-hmm. If one of the girls win, one of the guys are going home. Mm-hmm. Unless, let's say Brittany wins and only puts up one of the guys, and the other guy wins the veto and takes him off. Now a girl's going home. And if they're smart, that's what Monty and Taylor on Turner would do. But that's thinking seven steps ahead. So we'll have to get there. Tonight's HOH will decide a lot. I think if Monty's able to win tonight's HOH, I think it could be a physical one. They just had two kind of, you know, well, the veto was a little bit of physicality to it, but they could do a physical comp. If they do that, Monty's got a good chance.
I don't know. They might. I don't necessarily think it'll be a physical one, because it's not going to be an endurance comp, right?
It won't be an endurance. Gone.
The only thing I could think of.
Could be like that hamster wheel thing I was thinking.
The one that they used for the veto?
For you.
Yeah. So that could be an HOH. It could be a Q&A. Could be like a question. You know, it could be like a days before and after. We haven't really seen that much. I don't know.
And even that, Monty's no dummy. So he could pull it out. He needs to pull it out.
That's when I could see Brittany possibly winning.
Yeah, she's going to have to, because I think, you know, if she doesn't, she could be an option where Turner and Monty convince Taylor or Alyssa to send Brittany home this week.
Yeah. Who do you want to see win the HOH?
I mean, I'm rooting for Monty now. I think he's probably the best player in there. So I'd love to see him win. I mean, I don't want to see, I'd like to see a strong final two where you don't know who's going to win.
Love that.
And I think that could be a Monty Turner, a Monty Taylor, a Turner Taylor, any one of those combinations. I think it's pretty, I don't know who wins. I honestly don't know who wins. Based on what Jury's talking about, who knows who's going to win that night? So it'll be up to everybody. But
I would love that.
I am definitely excited to see it. We got our money's worth tonight. It was an interesting double eviction. Big moves tonight. That is a big move. And I'm excited. We got a little bit of something to talk about tonight. Any final words from you?
I would love to see Taylor win the HOH.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who she put like up if that. She wins?
I think she puts up the two guys. I definitely think she puts up the two guys. And I think she would probably want to target Turner, which could be good because then it leaves Monty. So, like, it's the best of both worlds for me. Like, Taylor stays, right. Monty stays. Like, those are really the two that I would like to – one of the two that I'd like to see win. And so it gives me kind of the best of both worlds, but it also would bring some excitement because it's like, I don't know, maybe do they target Brittany? Like it would give, it feels like if Taylor wins the HOH, it would be a little unknown. Whereas I think if Monty wins the HOH, which I want Monty to win it, but I feel like then the week would just be like, it would kind of be boring. We would know what would happen. He would go after, Brittany, right? So that's why I kind of want to, you know, I kind of want to like be in a little suspense.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna find out. We got two interviews tomorrow. Again, guys, if you're not subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you have your bell notifications turned on if you're on YouTube, because those videos will be dropping tomorrow at some point after we do them. I'm on it, buddy.
I'm blowing it, bro. Every star.
You're on it. And so we don't know exactly when they'll come out. As soon as we get the questions answered, we edit, we throw them up. If you want to get it first, making sure notifications are on. We appreciate you guys joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.